I personally, and I know that I speak on behalf of the many, many hundreds who are here, the Anashim Chashuvim, Anashim Tzidkaniyos, want to thank the Reish Kailal Shlita and the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. I know that it was a fulfillment of Divrei Hesoiros in the fullest sense, and I hope that the many, many hundreds who gathered at this extraordinary Maamar Gadol will have the Deya, Bina, and Seichel to take the words of the Reish Kailal and the Rosh Yeshiva to heart, in both and each of what they said, in terms of our definition of what it means to strive for Godless and becoming that Gadol, and connecting and appreciating our Gedolim. I know that I speak on behalf of the many who are here who were moved by the Divrei Hesoiros, and I hope that we have the seichel to take those words to heart. There is a Gemara that's at the very end of Sotah, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, that says that when Rabbi Eliezer died, Nigna Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah became hidden. It was gone. Zok Rashi, why? What koyach did Rabbi Eliezer have? He was the master of all halachos. He was the master of everything that there was to know. And then Rashi uses the lashon that it was ki'ilu kosav b'sefer. Rashi means he was so great, he could recall any detail of anything. It was as if all of it was inscribed in front of him in a sefer. Azazok Rashi at the end of Saita, why with the passing of Rabbi Eliezer, the Sefer Torah became hidden? Sometimes we live in a society where we hear words and we think, or we tend to think, it's got to be a little bit of hyperbole. It's perhaps... was there any exaggeration that was mixed in? Well, we've experienced, that's why we can't be maspid, as you heard earlier. What we experienced the last 2 days hasn't ever happened to us. It's not hyperbole. The Sefer Torah was removed from Klal Yisrael. The Aron HaKodesh was taken away. The Urim V'Tumim, that all of Klal Yisrael constantly relied on, that Urim V'Tumim is no longer here. There's only one person that had the title in our generation of Sar HaTorah, to the best of my knowledge. So it is not hyperbole when you speak in terms of the Sar HaTorah, the Urim V'Tumim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Aron HaKodesh, the Sefer Torah. That's why you heard earlier the Reish Kailal say, who could possibly be Maspid? There's a very well-known story. We've probably said it dozens of times. It's the story that was said earlier today at the Levaya by Reb Chaim's brother-in-law, Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein. Yibadim and Chaim L'Chaim, it's a story with the grasshopper. When Reb Chaim was writing one of those svarim that you referenced, he was writing a sefer on grasshoppers, he was learning the sugya, and he wanted to know better what the grasshopper looked like. We've said the story countless times. And on his windowsill, having been bothered that he couldn't see or examine that butterfly, a moment later, on his windowsill, landed that butterfly. Excuse me, I apologize. I'm sorry, grasshopper, thank you. I was wondering why a few people were murmuring. I'm happy, that's why. I apologize, grasshopper. I'll be honest with you, I'm very nervous. I really am. I'm I've spoken from the Shtender a few times in the past. I am very nervous. And it wasn't so easy for me or all of us to try to create these Kinnis Hesiris. But there was no choice. It had to be done. So I apologize that I meant to say grasshopper. And he wrote a sefer on grasshoppers. And while he wanted to see it and visualize it, the grasshopper landed on the windowsill. Reb Chaim was able to examine it, look at it, and perfectly understand exactly what the grasshopper in question looked like. And there are different additions that we may have said on the story. Today at the Levaya, his brother-in-law said, they married sisters, daughters of Rebbe Yoshev, that when he told his father-in-law, today he said Rebbe Yitzchak Zilberstein, that Maisa, that my brother-in-law Reb Chaim wanted to see and a grasshopper landed on the windowsill, he said, Rebbe Yoshev, the Gadol Hador Rebbe Yoshev, was nishtoymen. Rebbe Yoshev just couldn't believe it. He was so incredulous that something like that could happen to someone in this door. And he told his son-in-law Rebbe Yitzchak Zilberstein, that's what happened to the Rishonim. The Rishonim Rabbeisai lived approximately 1,000 years ago. The Rishonim, and he went on to quote one or two stories where the Rishonim as well wanted to see something, and it appeared to them. Rabbi Yosha was referring to a maisa about Reb Chaim who was taken yesterday, the day before. It's something that happened to the Rishonim. So to say words that sometimes we say about losing the Sarat Torah, losing the Aron HaKodesh, not having the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to say for Torah Nignas like by Rabbi Eliezer was taken away, what's going to be with the Urim V'Tumim? Pshuto Kimashmoi, going there was speaking to the Urim V'Tumim. So, there's no hyperbole. And that's why it was correctly said before, we don't have the ability to be maspid. At best, we've said here many times that a shayla was brought to Reb Chaim. Chazal say there are three things that when you give, you get back: tzedakah, kiburav, and mechila. Mavra midaisim avir nalav. So they asked, somebody asked Reb Chaim, where do you see in the Torah that these three are the only three that you give and you'll get back? So Alam Achon Reb Chaim answered, because those three are palindromes in the Torah. By Tzedakah Parshas Kisin, so it says V'nosnu, Vav Nun Sof Nun Vav, it's forward and back the same. You give, you get back. The Parsha says by Esav's Kibur Av, Vayove La'oviv. It's easier if you're writing it down than to visualize, but Vayove La'oviv, Vav Yud Reis Alav La'oviv, in both directions is the same. And in Parshas Vayechi, when Yosef forgave his brothers forgiveness, the pasuk says Ona Sona, and that as well is a palindrome back and forth in both directions. On the spot, when the person went to the Gadol Hador Baron Leib and asked her, Baron Leib, how is that humanly possible? He said, what do you mean, how is it possible? Because Reb Chaim owns the grocery store. He owns the store. Other people, if they work in the store, so they'll know where some items are and not others. But if you own the store, everything is laid out in front of you. So Reb Chaim Leib answered the person who questioned him, how is it humanly possible that Reb Chaim on the spot found the three palindromes in the Torah that are precisely the three things, forgiveness and kibud av and tzedakah? He said, because in our door, Reb Chaim owns it. He owns the Torah. He owns the grocery store. So call a Torah Kula there. Reb Lesher said he finishes every Erev Pesach, and now it's up to us. Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medrash, Sifri, Sifrot, he said everything, like we might have in front of us a few lines of Ashrei, if that. He had call a Torah Kula. He owned it. can anybody... My nephew, Rabbi Yaakov Simcha Mitnick, he reminded me today what his Zaydi, my father, Zatzal, says in the Sefer Rei Mordechai. There's a famous line, a famous saying, if you will, that people say, "Mi Moshe v'ad Moshe l'kam k'moshe." It's a reference from Moshe Rabbeinu to Reb Moshe ben Maimon, the Rambam, "Lekom k'moshe." There was never anyone as great. It's brought down in the Chidah b'shem the Gedolim. It's brought down in a number of Svarim. The Ramah brings it. The Maariz Chius brings it down. My father in his Sefer on page Tof Nun Bey says, how do you explain that? Mi Moshe v'ad Moshe l'kam k'moshe? There wasn't from Moshe Rabbeinu anybody as great till Moshe Rabbeinu, till the Rambam? In between there were Nevi'im. V'oid. So how do you explain that comment? I was grateful to my nephew for reminding me of the Lashon that his Zaydi, my father's Atzal, used to say. We heard it on a tape together. Because I remember the words, I had forgotten them till today. Upon answering that fraga, that question, how could you say, Mi Moshe v'ad Moshe l'kom k'moshe? From Moshe Rabbeinu to the Rambam, there wasn't there, we're in between. Gedolei Olam, Nevi'im. So my father answers, it's written, and in English he's Masbir. Because there's a certain type of Godol that the Bnei Olam puts on planet Earth, a Matnas Elikim, that Godol has the ability, vis-a-vis every Jew, through his Psak, through his Hayrah, through his Kedusha, through his presence, through his Torah, he governs, he colors, he shapes, and he molds every Jew, every way, in every geographic location, every moment, in every facet of life. That's an exact quote from the tape of my father's Atzal. And in that sense, they're talking me Moshe v'ad the Rambam through the Yad HaChazok and the Svarim, they're talking wasn't. It doesn't mean that they weren't the Nevi'im and Gedolim, of course, as you heard the Rosh Hashiva say, Gedolim on different levels. But that definition of a Gadol that governs and colors and molds and shapes every Yid in every facet, in every geographic location, in every matzav, in every moment, from Moshe to Moshe didn't exist. And my nephew reminded me, that's what happened when the Urim V'Tumim of Reb Chaim, when the Sefer Torah of Reb Chaim, when the Aron HaKodesh of Reb Chaim, when a mice that happened like the Rishonim, that's what happened to Klal Yisrael with the Levaya today of Reb Chaim. It's taka fulfillment of those words, Mi Moshe ad Moshe l'kam k'moshe. Because whether you realize it or not, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes as I reference Nosh Shabbos, and you heard the Rosh Hashiva say, maybe some didn't get to visit Reb Chaim. So whether you realize it or not, it's irrelevant. There isn't a Yid on planet Earth whose every moment and every facet and every anhaga and everything, ad b'chal, wasn't molded, shaped, governed, and colored by something in the life of Reb Chaim. And that, says the Gemara in Saita, Nigna Sefer Torah, that was hidden. We said yesterday, and I mentioned that we would repeat it again, one of the most extraordinary pshatim I've ever heard. It's brought down from a Talmud of Mariel Disk and Reb Yaakov Ornstein. Earlier was quoted the Gemara that the death of a tzaddik is kisreifas beis elokeinu, but in truth there's a contradiction, because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah shkula misoson shel tzaddik and kisreifas beis elokeinu, it's equivalent to, that means when Reb Chaim passed away we lost the beis hamikdash. But there's a medrash in Eicha Rabba that says that Petir and Silukim Shel Sadikim is kosher yoiser michurban Beis HaMikdash. Worse. Is it equal to or is it worse? That's a stira. In a vart that's pile, 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 ployim. Rabbi Yaakov Ornstein, the Talmud of the Mariel Diskin, says there's no contradiction at all. Did you notice that when it referenced the equating the loss of the tzaddik, it didn't call it a Beis HaMikdash, it called it Beis Elikeinu. Only in the Medrash did it say that the loss of the tzaddik is more than the Beis HaMikdash. Why did it switch from Beis Elokeinu to a different title, Beis Mikdash? So he says, the Gemara in Yuma tells us that the Bayis Rishon had five things that weren't present by the Bayis Sheni. One of those five things was the Hashra'as HaShechina, the presence of Hashem. It was by the first and not by the second. Memelo, whenever you see a reference to that bias, the first one, it's called Beis Elokeinu because it had the Hashra'as HaShechina. Whereas the Bayis Sheni is only called by the title Beis HaMikdash, but not Beis Elokeinu, because it couldn't be. There was any Hashra'as HaShechina in the second, whereas there was by the first. Memela, the first is referred to as Beis Elokeinu, and the second only as Beis HaMikdash. So he says, the Gadol Hador is the epicenter of Ruach HaKodesh. The Gadol Hador and his Beis Medrash are your Urim V'Tumim. The Gadol Hador is losing the first Beis HaMikdash. Because when you lose the Gadol Hador, that's the Sar HaTorah, the Aron Kodesh, the Kodesh HaKdoshim, the Urim V'Tumim, you have lost the equivalent of the first Beis HaMikdash. Zokter Yaakov Ornstein, that's why the Gemara says that the death of a tzaddik is equal to the loss of Beis Elokeinu, meaning it's like you lost the first Beis HaMikdash. And that takashtins, it's in agreement with the second, where the Medrash says that the loss of the tzaddik is greater than the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, because there it's a reference to the Bayis Sheni, and a taka is a greater loss than the Bayis Sheni. It's equated with losing the Bayis Rishon. So we suffered, this generation has suffered the loss of the Bayis Rishon, the Beis Elokeinu. And really, all of the things that I've mentioned for the last number of minutes explain what you heard earlier, that it's really impossible to deliver Divrei Hesped. Because if we think and try to process what we said the last number of minutes, and none of it was hyperbole, and we lost the Beis Elokeinu, then how could any of us, we came together for Hisairus, to try to come all together, all the children, to present? But Divrei Hesped, we can't possibly fathom or be margish or be masik what it means. But I'll tell you why we are trying so hard. And by that I mean, if you're willing to listen, what we've said until now is that we're attempting the impossible. So I know we're not attempting. So I'll tell you an added dimension of why we have the Kinnis Hesiris, the Asifa, the Divrei Hesiris tonight. And then you'll understand. Today at the Levaya of the Sar HaTorah, his son Reb Shlomo said many, many Maisim. One story that he said over, one Maisa that he said over was after the stipler was Nifter, Reb Chaim said a shir. every Motzei Shabbos on Yerushalmi. During that year, he finished, and that's what we have now on the Yerushalmi on Zroyim, from that year. For that year, for his father, it was the only time in Reb Chaim's life that he said shir, except for on the Yartzeit when he said a small shir. That was the only time. From that year, on Motzei Shabbos, for his father, the Steichler passed away, he said Yerushalmi on Zroyim. After Zroyim, he started Masechet Shabbos, finished Masechet Shabbos, and then he stopped the shir. And he was asked, as his son said today, why did you stop the shir? And he answered, because I have to prepare for the shir. And I don't have the time to prepare for the shir. So they asked him, I didn't follow exactly who asked, if it was Reb Shlomo or someone else who asked, how long do you prepare for the shir? And you heard today on the Levaya, he answered, 5 minutes. And Reb Chaim said, I have to stop the shir because I cannot prepare. It takes 5 minutes. And whatever Reb Chaim's teshbonis were, you heard about the chayvais. We can't fathom 5 minutes for Reb Chaim, as you had said, would probably be for us many, many, many light years. So he said, I can't prepare because it takes up the time of 5 minutes. And of course, the point that his son was bringing out was, we can't be masik or have a musug of what it meant, the 5 minutes, by the Urim V'Tumim, by the Beis HaLakein of Ardar. But when I heard the story, do you know what I took out from the story? Reb Chaim said he didn't have the 5 minutes to prepare. But he seemed to have a lot more than 5 minutes when it came to helping every single Yid in Klal Yisrael. A relative of mine called me knowing I would be speaking and reminded me that just a few years ago, doctors told him that he would need a brain biopsy. And they were sure that he would. And so this relative of mine went to the Urim V'Tumim to find out if he should or shouldn't. And the Urim V'Tumim heard all the pertinent information. Reb Chaim said a number of sentences, but the doctors should not operate, absolutely categorically not to do a brain biopsy. And Taka, when he came back and the doctors looked at the next scan, Lahadam, Lehayu Dvar Me'olam, there wasn't anything. A white dover that existed before no longer existed. And so he did not have, as Reb Chaim said, that brain biopsy. And I spoke to this relative today. But I don't mention that story because if we were mentioning stories about Moivsim, we would mention many, many thousands of stories. Just today, one of my dearest Yedidim, Reb Nosson Yaffe, who is by Reb Chaim like a Ben Lifnei HaMelech, was rattling off story after story of Nisim, Maifsim. He was the Maifis Hador. But you know what this relative of mine wanted to take out of the Maisa? He said, Reb Chaim spent 12 minutes with me. So Reb Chaim stopped saying a shir because of 5 minutes. But if somebody needed a little bit of reassurance, it could be 12 minutes or 20 minutes. Or when he wanted to find somebody who came to him, for whatever the reason was, he went years ago searching different houses till he found the person. I made a cheshbon over Shabbos. Quite accurate, I might say. I was zoicha to be in a Kodesh HaKadoshim approximately 100 times. How many 5 minutes and 5 minutes and 5 minutes and 5 minutes and 5 minutes did the Urim V'Tumim give? And don't think it was just for me. I let people know yesterday. Of course, I would not divulge. Certainly not in front of many hundreds. You know how many countless are in this heichal on both sides? That either you asked me to take in a bracha, refuah, yeshua, or I did it knowing that here I'm being mispalled for it. So if I'm going to the Gadol Hador, the Sarator, I'll do it on your behalf. So you may not even be aware of the Hakaras HaTov you should be having. The fact that I didn't come back and tell it to you, the fact that you may not be aware. You know how many 5 minutes Reb Chaim gave you? How many times we had to ask for brachas, for refuas, yeshuas, for shidduchim, for shalom bayis, for parnasa tova? A few years ago. You see, it's a terrible thing not to remember the name. I think it was there was a hurricane that threatened to wipe us. I think it was Hurricane Irma. Someone said Irma. I think if somebody wants to remind me, I think of, see, the fact that we don't remember is a chisaron in us. I believe the one I'm referring to is Hurricane Irma. I remember sitting there teaching Mishnayos on a Friday morning, and somebody very educated said, it could be Monday morning, we'll wake up, and North Miami Beach will no longer exist. That was the pachad we had. I believe I'm referencing Irma. If I'm wrong, I apologize. The name is irrelevant. What's relevant is, I took upon myself, I was going to call Reb Chaim. And many rabbonim and people here locally, they would ask me to please not to do that. Now, contrary to stories you might, Reb Chaim never had a telephone, and Reb Chaim never, ever, ever spoke on the phone. So if people say Reb Chaim spoke on the phone, what they mean is that a phone was brought to him. And in that case, that's exactly what happened. I called the Nafshi Nosen Yafi and I said, we're afraid of the waters of this hurricane. The waters are supposed to hit. And I remember the Yid who made the comment, Monday morning it could be North Miami Beach. I don't know if that was meant as hyperbole, but even so, I was scared. And I said, you have to bring the phone to Reb Chaim. I owe it to the Kehil, I owe it to the larger Tzibur to get a bracha from the Sarat Torah, from the Urim V'Tumim. And this is what they're saying. I remember clearly, I remember exactly where I was in the room when I made the call, and I heard Reb Chaim's voice. I remember it clearly. He said that the water's supposed to come, and the water's mam is supposed to destroy the city. And Reb Chaim's response to Nosan Yavi to tell me was, V'hamayim lehem choyma. A reference to the pasuk that the water will not come, it will be like a wall, like it says in the Torah, meaning a wall, and there won't be any water. And then I asked for a bracha, and Reb Chaim gave a bracha to Nosan Yafi to me, and that's a Meisr Shabbat, first hand, but did he have a Yovda? And I told it over Friday night here in Shul, and the Meisr apparently spread in a number of places. And we may not remember the name of the particular hurricane, but what we do remember is, there was Kimat Nun, I believe Kimat Nun, Kimat Nun, water, some wind. I think if I'm not mistaken, my kids brought me to a small twig tree, about yay big, that fell over. And that was the big tree that fell over from the hurricane. Vahamayim, someone said it was Dorian, Irma. I know one thing, Vahamayim lehem chayma. So to be maspid, we're too nervous to do that. But, like I was told today, magialo, Reb Chaim deserves that we realize he stopped the shir on Yerushalmi, that's what we have today, Yerushalmi on Zrayim, from that shir, because 5 minutes to prepare. How many 5 minutes did he give to you again and again and again and again? Some of you know, I either was zoiche to be the shliach to get you into Reb Chaim through Reb Nosan Yafi, or you asked me what you wanted, or even if I didn't, I took in for whatever. I know the shidduchim and everything. How many 5 minutes? A few years ago, we learned at night the Gemara Shir. We wanted, a number of us had, you remember, you're one of the 13. A number of us had children in shidduchim and we wanted a schus. So on one of the approximate 100 times I was in, I went into Reb Chaim with Reb Nosan Yafi, and I said, there's many of us in a nightly shir. We want to know what Masechta to learn. It's on video as well. What Masechta do we need to learn, should we learn as a schus, that we should be zeicha to go ahead and make the shidduchim? Some of us needed it for our sons and daughters. Some of us needed it for relatives. But a lot of shidduchim were wanted and needed. So Reb Chaim looked at me and said, as a schus, learn Masechta Kedushin. And then he said to me, in Yiddish, of course, Meinach in one day. So I said, we can't learn it in one day. You heard the Reish Chayil say, how can the whole world learn what the B'chaim learned? So then he added, it's a Kleina Masechta, it's only 81 blot. It's a Maisa Shahaya Kachai. I told the Reish Chayil. Then I said, how do we do that? He said to me, he added, I mean with Tosfos. So I said to Reb Chaim, so Reb Nosson Yaffe asked, Reb Chaim, if they start the Masechta, and they learn it slower, but they start it just from starting it, will the Shchusim work? Reb Chaim said yes, and he gave his bracha. That year, and I could point out who we all are, that year our Chabura made 13 chasanas. I was Zeich, our daughter, was one of the 13. Yours was one. Yours was only 13 chasanas that were made that year. And none of them asked me when I went back to Reb Chaim the next year to let him know about that. How many 5 minutes when you don't make a move without Reb Chaim. People will tell you here, I tried to come up with an accurate number. On any given week, it could be that we said a vart from Reb Chaim, or a maisa from Reb Chaim, a halacha from Reb Chaim, a hanhaga from Reb Chaim, mentioned Reb Chaim's name on any given week, many, many dozens of times. Multiply that times months, years. Here, that's for sure. I remember when I wasn't well, lo aleinu, almost 19 years ago, my wife and I reminisced about all the stories last night. When I wasn't well, lo aleinu, there wasn't a move that we made without getting Eitza or Bracha from the Urim Betumim. He certainly had 5 minutes for me. I reminded my wife of a very particular juncture where the doctors themselves were not sure if they should do course A or B. Each one could have had potentially devastating ramifications. And the doctor said, I don't know if you should do A or B, I can't tell you. So we called Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim said to do B. We explained it, I'm not giving the specifics now. And he said, in the Hatzlach and Gezunt will the Ezus Hashem come from B. And then I wrote in a Shaila to Reb Chaim, Suda Saido, Birchas HaGoymel, a whole shayla of what to do. And Reb Chaim wrote me back in his Ksav HaKodesh. He wrote me back the answer. I took out the letter last night of almost 19 years ago from when I wasn't well, lo aleinu, and I read it together with my wife. Reb Chaim's lashon to me of what he said, Alech Levarach HaGoymel, Bench Goymel, which is when the well-known story happened about a girl who wouldn't sleep with a pillow because she heard her Rav Bench Gaimel. It was from that letter and that story. So to me it was important and it was personal that even though we have absolutely no musig, clueless, the amount of shmira that the Sar HaTorah brought us, the Beis Elikim was taken, the Aron HaKodesh was taken, the Sefer HaTorah was taken, a Maisa that happened with the Rishonim was taken, but the Divrei Hesiris was because, firstly, let's at least understand we have absolutely no clue. It was said about the Chazon Ish. There was a world with the Chazon Ish and a world without the Chazon Ish. And that's true with Reb Chaim. We had a world till about 2 days ago with, and now in every conceivable way it's a different world. Whether we're fully margashit or not is irrelevant. But because of the time he gave us, the shmir he gave us, the level of kedusha that he gave us, the living Sefer Torah by which Abaron Leib said he owns the store that he gave us, the 5 minutes that he gave us, we came together for Divrei Hesoiros. So for the final part, as you heard so eloquently, something practical to do, I want to be Messiah with two practical things. Number one, Reb Yitzchok Sirotzkin soll er gesund und stark sein, when he spoke on Friday to Kol Yisrael at 2:30, he spoke how we can't be margish the magnitude of the loss, but I address this on Shabbos. And here's the first of our two practical, tangible, and pragmatic suggestions that Kol Yochid VeYochid can do. Number one, Reb Yitzchok Sirotzkin said, quoting a maimer from Rabbi Rucham 100 years ago called Oimek HaGolos. Rabbi Yeruchim was bringing down B'Shem the Ramchal that the Tachlis Habriya, he says in this Maim Oimek HaGolos, is to come to the Hakara that in this world Ein Oid Milvadoi, there isn't anything on whom we could rely. There is Kutshab. We said it yesterday in the Haftarah, Parshas Tzav. What are you going to rely on? Your jarab? Your money? You're feeling all comfortable because of what you have and who you know? It's a big problem with us. To know ki ani Hashem. That's it. There isn't anything more to the story. Zokt Rabbi Yeruchim in this Maimer written Beruach HaKodesh 100 years ago called Oimek HaGolos B'Shem the Ramchal. Here's the sentence that sums it all up. The Tachlis Habriya is to come to the Hakara Efes Zulosai Ki Hashem Hu Helikim Ein Oid Milvadai. I have this and I know this and I have a job and I have money and I have the security. The only thing we have is the reliance on the Mekor HaBracha, on the Ribbono Shel Olam. And said Reb Yitzchok Sirotzkin, sometimes when the Ribbono Shel Olam tears the world apart, which is what's happening to us, COVID. A government in Eretz Yisrael that is finding itself comfortable, Rachmana Litzlan, with removing some of the basics of our Yiddishkeit. Different government laws here in America that seem to be doing the same. A war between Russia and Ukraine, I don't know if it is or isn't World War III or Gog and Magog. I only know what's being said. Aber zokt Reb Yitzchok Sirotzkin, when the Ribbono Shel Olam tears the world apart, with COVID and with the world war and with governments here and in Eretz Yisrael, and with taking the base Elikenu, the Urim V'Tumim, when your world is torn apart, it's to come to the Tachlis Habriya, which is Hashem Hu HaElikim Ein Oid Milvadei Efes Zulosai. That is what we have to, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, I'm going to try to improve on. The only thing is, he is our Kol Yochol, and it is to Hashem who is the Shimcha HaGadol that we will turn. And Zokt Reb Yitzchok Sirotzkin, that's what the Maimer Oimek HaGadolus means. When our world, that as it has been the last couple of years, has been turned apart, torn apart, and we don't know what is in store, and then the Urim V'Tumim is taken, it's to tell us that we are to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I and you and we, the many hundreds here, have to have their hesiris to stop relying on the this, that, the other. It's reliance on the Mekor HaBracha, Shimcha HaGadol, the Efes Zulosai, the Tachlis HaBriya, the purpose of creation, is to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The good news is, and I'm grateful to my cousin today for pointing this out to me, The good news is that everybody in this room, as you heard the definition of a gadol, can do it. You know how I know? There isn't a word that we say more to Hashem than the word ata. The word ata means you. In fact, the word ata is said more than the word baruch. In multiple brachas, like in alamichya, you say the word ata more than you say the word baruch. And my cousin today reminded me that the word ata is second person, you. Third person would be him, her, or them. The only time you refer to somebody in second person is when you're talking to them directly. I'm looking at you, or we're talking on the phone. But when you're not talking to somebody directly, you don't say you, you say he, she, they. It's third person. So what are we doing talking to our Creator, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, in second person ata more than anything else? It's Chazal's way of reminding us that when we connect to Hashem, it's a direct connection. Ata, 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 ata. More than who baruch. And it's not a steer to the fact we say Elokeinu, but time doesn't allow us to go into why. There isn't any word you use more than ato. Ato, you're only second person. You're only allowed to use second person if the person directly in front of you. You, the right school, is directly in front of me. Every brach I make, I'm talking to Hashem, I'm saying ato, ato, ato. Because he's tackled directly, 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 directly in front of me. And that's what Rabbi Yitzchok Sorotzkin says. That minor Oimek HaGolus meant the Tachas HaBriyas Shimcha HaGodol, to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And vice versa, it's something that's within our reach. If it wasn't in our reach, how would I have a right to say it to hundreds of people? But every time we make any sort of bracha with the word Ato, and I told you in multiple brachas, Ato is more than Baruch, Ato means Hashem. You only say the second person if you're directly in front. Hashem is directly in front of us. So vice versa is within our reach. So that's suggestion number one. If everyone could leave here, like the Rosh Chodesh said, becoming more of a gadol, because the antithesis of gadol is mediocrity, beinonis. I didn't say it as well, but I tried. Everyone coming together to present that tzium. As the Rosh Yeshiva said, Mayahani Rabbanan, we need the Rabbanan, believe me, be machsheh of them, the gedolim. And the two things I want to suggest, this first one, to work on the tachlis habriya. Don't rely on anything other than Shimcha HaGadol. There isn't anything else. But we could because of the word Ata. Ata means he's directly in front of us. And the second and final suggestion, you heard earlier about us coming together for everybody doing their part. Everybody becoming a gadol. There's a maisa we said over 2 years ago, after the Sar HaTayr Baron was nifter, the Mashkiach Rasen Vachtvogel said over that a Choshev Yid had a dream. And in his dream, an elderly man with a white beard was sleeping. And he tried a different gedolim. Brought down some sefer, because different gedolim walked in and tried to wake the elderly man with the white beard, and they were unsuccessful. Gadol after gadol, spanning a couple hundred years, and then finally an American teenager with a baseball cap walked in and just touched the sleeping man, and he jumped up and he was wide awake. And when that dream was told to the Mashkiach Reb Nosson, who knew about Mashiach, Reb Nosson said, I'll tell you the Hezbollah of that dream. The one sleeping was Mashiach. And this Gadol couldn't wake him up. And that Gadol couldn't wake him up. But an American teenage boy with a baseball cap, he was able to wake up Mashiach. Maisa Shehoya Kachoya, that Reb Nosson said after the Petira of Reb Aaron. I don't know how the world felt after the Chafetz Chaim was nifter. but we're left to feel how the world is with Reb Chaim no longer here. But the good news from that dream is that a kid in a baseball cap could wake up Mashiach. And Vaistois, that means that every one of us have the ability to accomplish. We all thought, I thought, that Reb Chaim was leading us to Mashiach. Reb Yitzchak Sirotzkin said the same thing. But Vaistois, we all have the ability to come together and wake him up. It would be really impressive if from the many hundreds who are here, everybody took upon themselves a Kabbalah. I can't tell you if the Kabbalah should be Bein Adam L'Chaveray, Bein Adam L'Atzmai, or Bein Adam L'Makom, but a Kabbalah. Because enough Kabbalahs were able to tap and wake up Mashiach. We should be zeichet to the bracha that Yirmiyahu Anovi in the year 3338, when the first Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Elokeinu, was destroyed, Klal Yisrael was being led into Golas Bavel. Nebuchadnezzar's general gave Yirmiyahu Anovi a choice as they were going into exile after the Bayis Rishon, the Beis Elokeinu. Do you want to remain in Eretz Yisrael or accompany the Yidden into Bavel? Hashem said to Yirmiyahu regarding that choice, that if you remain here, don't worry. I will go with them into Golos. I'll be with them. And I believe that Havtoch of the Ribbono Shel Olam brought down in Eicha Rabba, Psik Derabasi, is true for all of us. We thought Reb Chaim was leading us to Mashiach. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, you are still in Golos. I will remain with you in Golos. That Havtocha means that we will always have the guidance and direction of Shimcha HaGadol. And just as there it brought about the building of the next Beis HaMikdash, let's be zoicha from this Asifa and Kines HaSayros to be zoicha to the rebuilding of the Beis Elikeinu, Bimheir and Biyameinu.